All right. Welcome to a special edition of the Sun Devils football show with Coach Alonzo Childs here on JB Sports Talk. Hey, how we doing tonight, Coach?
I'm doing all right, Jay. How about yourself?
Doing great, doing great. And I do apologize for this past Friday, but we're here tonight getting everybody back on track with Sun Devils football and a great game this past week. Tell us a little bit about it, Coach.
Yeah, we came out with an 18-0 victory. Kind of sloppy on our end, but we'll take the W.
Well, that's good. And I understand you had several great players. Tell us about the player of the game, Mr. Angelo Silva.
Yes, sir. One of our running backs that actually made a big impact on defense also, with his five tackles and an interception. Came second in leading rushing for this game. With 25 yards on like three carries, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And what do you take out of this game as far as that the guys did well? I got to see just a little bit of it, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. What's your takeaway of the offense this past weekend?
Our offense this past weekend, it was mostly sloppy, but we did have some good plays. We did have some great blocking on the line, some miscues with drop passes and stuff like that. But there's small things that we can correct going into the next game.
And your defense seemed to be held out another shutout. Tell us about that, Big D.
Oh, yes, sir. We only gave up two completed passes the whole game. Plenty of tackles in the backfield for loss. It was pretty much a whole defense shutout. Like, pretty much you're not going to get too much on us.
Well, it seems to be the running record for y'all with the team shutting out everybody. That just goes to show that the coaches are getting the game plan together and the players are listening and going out there and executing it. And let's go ahead to the Silver Cloud Photography player profile, and that's number 33, Jonathan Struble. This past weekend had five tackles, two assists, and one forced fumble. Tell us a little bit about Jonathan, Coach.
Yeah, Jonathan, one of those linebackers that's kind of small, but he always does what you ask him to do. He's a hard-nosed player, don't give up on any play. Sometimes he let his speed get the best of him, sometimes make, like, little small mental errors, but it's something that can be fixed.
All righty. And, Coach, tell us a little bit about what's going on this week and coming into this weekend.
Well, coming in this weekend, we play the Asheville Ace. If I'm not mistaken, they're 1-1. We're 2-1, so it should be a pretty good match. They got some pretty big bruising backs up there and tall receivers and pretty big line, so it's going to be pretty good for our guys.
But you're going to get them with that smash mouth, eh? Ain't that right, Coach?
Quick.
All right. Well, Coach, as we always do, we've added a little segment where we go in and we go to different things. And this week, let's talk about your favorite team, the Miami Hurricanes. I know you're a big Miami Hurricanes fan, Coach, of the football team. So I want to do a little win-loss with you. And I'm going to tell you who they're playing. And you tell me what you think, win-loss, and you don't have to give me a score because we, you know, we're, we don't know what all
oh,
the players.
I can give you a score.
Okay. All right, Coach. Well, first game, boy, you start off the year against Florida at home.
Okay, Florida at home.
It looks like Florida's going to be ranked going in. Looks like a top 10 possible ranking.
I'd give it to Miami, but it'll be a close game, probably by 3 points.
Miami by three at home versus Florida. All right. Then the following week, you go away to UNC, y'all's nemesis.
Miami by, I say 12.
Miami by 12 over UNC. The next game we know is going to be a win. Bethune-Cookman, I mean, great college, don't get me wrong, but we know Miami's going to probably rattle them 63-0. So it's
let's. How about say Miami by 80?
Yeah. Next game is another smaller college, but I actually have had a very good football team over the last 5 years, and that's Central Michigan. But and this is a stretch that gets me. Y'all have four straight home games, starting with Bethune-Cookman, And then you go to you have Central Michigan at home. Who you got, Coach?
I take Miami by 10, only because I actually watch Central Michigan and follow them a little bit. It won't be no pushover game, so it'll be pretty good. Just depends on who we got at quarterback for that year.
And then you take on the troubling, yet seem to always be tough, Virginia Tech Hokies at home.
Okay, we got Virginia Tech at our house. I give Miami plus 6.
All right, and then next you have another home game. This is the final one of the four-game stretch versus the new-look Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. And this is a team that's no longer Paul Johnson, Wishbone, or whatever they wanted to call that thing. It's now the a pro style. So it's going to give you a new look and new coach to deal with. Who you got?
Considering we got our linebackers back for this year and most of our defensive line, I'm still going to take us over Georgia Tech. I'll say by 3.
All right. Then, Coach, you get to go on a travel, and this travel takes you to Pittsburgh. You're taking on Pitt.
Okay, and considering I've been watching Pitt for a good little minute and watching them play us, they play us real hard. Honestly, I would give Pitt plus 3.
You got Pitt winning. That's your first loss of the year, so you're 6-1 so far. Then you take on a team that at one time I would have said this would be all FSU, but FSU is not the FSU of old, as we both know. I don't know if they have had an offensive line over the last 7 to 8 years, but they are coming in and you play at FSU, but you know, technically it's still almost like a home game, considering where they are from you. But what do you say about FSU, Coach? I mean, they could be a surprise at this time.
Oh, surprise. I'm always going to hate FSU. So I'll say just for some fact is, like I said, our defense come back. Now that you bring experienced quarterback from Ohio State, I give Miami by 30. Just for some fact is, FSU got to work in their offense first before we can see them or count them to do anything.
Exactly. And that it's a team in turmoil too, based on everything I see. They're even a short a coach because of NCAA rules. That's crazy. Yeah. I've never seen where I didn't even know about the rule where you couldn't pull a coach off after a year. They had to play 2 years on the sideline before you could put them up in the box. That's something. I didn't even know about that, but that's a crazy way to lose a coach.
Yeah. The rules are getting crazy nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Then you got a team that is royally in turmoil, Louisville. You know, ever since Mr. Lamar Jackson left, this team has just been it's really hard to even fathom what this team has went through. You got them at home. One more last home game versus Louisville. What you look?
I'll say 36-7. 36-7.
All right. All right, Coach, you're 8-1. You're going into the final two games. You got FIU, Florida International. Now, if I'm not mistaken, isn't this Mr. I can't even remember. Man, I had his name on the tip of my tongue. Wayne Kiffin. Isn't this his little team? And he's always been a menace to Miami, no matter where he was at.
Oh, yes. Lane Kiffin, as the past couple of years, he's been pretty much of a spread football coach and going up-tempo. I'm pretty sure Miami defense can handle it. It's just the point being of offense putting up points. If they're still in the 3-3-5 defense, pretty much probably could give us trouble, but I would say probably final score is 28-7.
All right, so we got you at 9-1 going into the final game of the year away. And the good thing is you don't see Duke's quarterback this year. He's going to the NFL. I don't think he was that great. He just made himself look good against Miami. But like I said, you don't see him this year. You got Duke away. This is a chance to be 10-1 and a good chance to be the Coastal's team going into the ACC championship game. What you looking at, Coach?
Duke got a pretty good quarterback actually coming in, so it'll be kind of good to see what they can do. But just simple fact is, we got experience on our side. Even if we don't have Tate Martell, you still got N'Kosi Perry coming in at quarterback. I'll say 12 to 30, Miami.
So you got Miami winning the Coastal and heading to face Clemson, because we know there's nobody in the Atlantic Division that's going to top Clemson this year. So we got a rematch from 2 years ago.
That right there is going to be one of those headache games to where I'm glued to the TV 24/7. Just in my honest opinion, just depends on what Miami come to play. Because we get around playoff time, we still are the Miami that will hit you in the mouth, but we kind of slack off on some plays. And with Clemson, is the type of team that you can't slack off on.
Exactly.
So I would give Clemson plus 12.
And, Coach, you know, that game is going to be played in Charlotte. That's close enough. We can take a little road trip up there.
Oh, I'm already planning on it.
I hear you. Well, Coach, we didn't get a chance to talk a couple weeks ago, and we was talking about wide receivers all time. I wanted to get your thoughts. I know I was kind of throwing you on at the last second. I don't know. You don't have to give me an order, but tell me, who do you think is your top 10 wide receivers all time from the NFL?
All time?
All time. Or top five. Just give me five.
Reggie Wayne.
Which one? 50.
Okay. Reggie Wayne, Andre Johnson, Calvin Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins. Let me see who else. Randy Moss.
And you didn't even have Jerry Rice on there. Wow.
Yeah. Top five.
Oh, Jerry don't make the top five.
I know Jerry in there somewhere.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, Coach, I just want to wish you and the guys luck this coming weekend, and we're going to still get together Friday night if you want to, and go over the prep that you went through this week and get ready for this week's game. And I just want to let you know that everybody out there is rooting for the Sun Devils, and we wish you all good luck. And how's the injury report? Any injuries coming out of this last game?
No injuries, as far as I know of. But the prior injury that we did have with one of our players kind of put him out for the season. Hmm. And actually, one dude jumped to mind. Our defensive end, he torn his MCL or ACL.
Wow.
But he's still going to play in this game with Asheville, even though we told him to sit. He's the type of player, like, he's hard-nosed, military guy, so he's going to play.
Wow, now that shows dedication and a lot of machismo, as I call it, to get in a game with a torn MCL. That's Deshaun Watson type stuff there.
Oh, yes.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you coming on tonight. I know you have a busy schedule, but thanks for coming on, talking to the fans, and letting them know about the game and the guys, and let them know we're all rooting for them. And y'all have a great week, and we'll talk to you again on Friday night.
All right, boss man. You have a good one.
All right, you too, Coach.